שתבורם שנעשתופשן עין דלת. אלה הדיבורים אשר דיבר מוישה כל ישראל, ואלה הירדן, במדבר ברור ומוסוף בין תורה ובין תויפה ובדון וחתיר ידידי דהוב. אשר שתבורם, in the beginning of Sefer Dvorim, is the last of the Chamishi Chumshei Toiro. As we know in Chazal, it's referred to as Mishneh Toiro. But Sefer Dvorim is a repetitious Chazorah, a Mishneh Toiro that leads to the overhead of the Toiro. Chazorah Moshe Rabbeinu, a word of the Halachas, as the Ramban writes in the beginning, a word of the Halachas, that pertain to Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael's mitzvahs, the mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael, and to Parshas Dvorim is the start of this Mishneh Torah. And as we would think that right away Moshe Rabbeinu would get into, would start off with giving over the mitzvahs, and that's a little bit later on, and Taka Pash, but Eva Day Bad, my Choyo Moshe Bayer, as I tell you, as I see Taka taught them to tell you a story. As she said, they were shivering Russian. But the preface, the Akdomot, to this Pasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu was charged, and which would have felt that this is what was necessary now, was first to say, over Eva Advam, Shriva Moshe, call Yisrael, was to give over the message that Klal Yisrael had sinned previously in the Midbar, and Klal Yisrael has to realize that they made mistakes, and Klal Yisrael has to realize that there were mishaps, and they did, there were things that were wrong. And as Rashi says, these are divrei toichacha, these are messages of reproof, of admonishment, of correction, that called that Moshe Rabbeinu precious, started off the Sefer with. And we have to understand, why was that necessary? Why was that the Hakdama to be there as a Torah Hazois? The charge now was to teach them the Torah again before going into Eretz Yisrael. They have to have a Chazara. They have to go over it. They have to be well aware and cognizant of all the halachas that they go into Eretz Yisrael to keep them in the highest degree, because that's the place of the keeping of all the mitzvahs on the highest form. You have to keep in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to Eretz Yisrael, and as you know, the Eretz Yisrael is a very sensitive and delicate country, where the Chazal say, the Torah says that if we don't keep the mitzvahs, certain mitzvahs, we get spit out of Eretz Yisrael. So obviously Moshe Rabbeinu had to give them the charge of knowing the Torah, and that's his target as Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the same time, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu felt the need and the responsibility also to give them a divrei teichacha. And the words also, as we say, Eilu HaDvarim Asher Dibar Moshe, seems to be that this is also the chiluk of Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu not only taught Torah to Klal Yisrael, but he admonished them to give them teichacha. So we have to say that the pshat is, Rabbi, that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that, of course, well, they have to understand the Torah Klal Yisrael, and of course, my job is to give them over and to teach the Torah. But as we know, the word Torah is the word lehoiros, to give direction, to instruct, to direct, and to give a path of chaim, the sort of Torah. That's the sort of all the mitzvahs. And the Shem gave us a Torah as Chayim, it's called a Torah as Chayim, because the Torah's purpose is to give a person as an instruction book with a manual how to live a complete and perfect life. But when Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching a lesson as the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, it's not only enough to teach Torah, you have to also instruct and correct and admonish when a person makes a mistake, when a person misses the boat, or the person is the one who's down the wrong path, it's a chiluk in the job of a rabbisa, a rabbi. He has to know that the chiluk of his avodah is not only to teach and instruct, to give over the instructions But when the person knows that he's doing something wrong, when he's going the wrong way, when he sees that as a child or a student or somebody that is under his jurisdiction is straying for the proper way, he has a responsibility as a Rebbe to make sure to admonish that person in a loving way, in a revering way, in the right way. Just as the Chazal says, it's very, a person has to know that the hardest mitzvah is the Gimtei Chacha. But a person has to understand what Shmuel was teaching and the responsibility of a Rebbe, responsibility of a Rebbe that's like a father, the Klal Yisrael, is to know that I have to not only teach them the Torah, but I have to give them the tools. I have to show them where they might have gone wrong. Everybody makes mistakes. Mistakes is a common thing that goes on in the world. You see, the whole eraser companies make the mistakes. The whiteout company, the delete button in the computer. But the person who really cares for somebody else, as Mr. Shaham says, that the best friend that a person could have is somebody that knows how to give to Chacha, somebody that can help his friend, somebody that can admonish him when he's going wrong. That's a true friend, telling him that you're always doing right, telling him that, you know, you're okay. It might make him feel good for the moment, but it won't help him to reach higher goals, higher heights. He might feel good for the moment. He might be encouraged for the time being. Don't let it get anywhere. There's no tichacha. There's no reproof. There's no direction. There's no correction. That's what Shrabbeinu felt was the Iker HaYikarim. This is the preface to say it's wrong. It's failure to know this Yisoid. And the Emes, when Shrabbeinu as a father, cared deeply for Klal Yisrael. And he knew that they're going into Eretz Yisrael, the Midoids, and the things that they had made mistaken with in the Midbar, they wouldn't be tolerated in Eretz Yisrael. He realized that the Avirus they had done in the Midbar, the Avirus that they were involved in the Midbar, that led to those Avirus would not be tolerated in Eretz Yisrael. So in the border, rather bordering out of Eretz Yisrael, they're going in, Moshe Rabbeinu, Father, the loving Father, I care for you so much, I don't want you to mess up, I don't want you to be thrown out, I don't want you to suffer the consequences of those avodah that you might do in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, as the dearing father, loving father, felt that this is the appropriate time to give over that direction. That is the tachelet of Torah, and this is the Hakdama. This is the Hakdama, the teaching the whole Torah. And the end, as we know, that the Chodesh that we're in now is called Chodesh Av. And with not by chance, everything has true meaning to it. Chodesh Av, Av is Lashon Father. And it's very interesting to know that this Chodesh of Av is the month that we know where we see these terrible tragedies. In Shemitah's Av and Mat and Besimcha, as we know, the terrible things that befell our nation during these times of the Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av. Hamishas Vam Yirulav, we say it over Tisha B'Av, says the Mishnah in Tainus. And Halal Dovahu, it needs to be understood, what's the pshat that is called Chodesh Av? And the answer is, as the marshal has been said, that if somebody sees a child crossing the street and running in front of cars, so somebody walks over to him and screams at him or admonishes him very strongly and walks on, or he doesn't even mention anything. We know obviously this wasn't the parent. But somebody runs over. And somebody observing from afar, sees someone running over and giving the kid a slap on his hand, a slap on his face, and admonishing him very strongly. This person understands that that's his father. Why is it his father? Because he cares so deeply. Because he understands he wants so much this kid's success. Because he wants this kid to live a happy and successful and healthy life. And because he wants this kid not to walk into danger. So that father will give him a flask. He'll give him a slap. He'll admonish him. But we understand very carefully. And we understand very, very deeply that it's coming from a love, that a father really wants the team to succeed, and the only way to succeed sometimes is to give him that task. But this is the story of the Tisha Yom, when we had sinned, when we had gone astray, because God was doing these things as a loving father, gave us a harsh punishment, but it was only came from the depth of his love. and the tachlis of everything, as we learn at the end of the Megillas Eicha, Hashiveinu, Hashem Elochem and Ashuva, that the tachlis, we want to come back to Hashem. That's the tachlis. That's when right after Tisha B'Av starts the Shiva Benechemta, so we head into Elul, we head into the Chodesh, we go to Rosh Hashanah, and as the Rambam writes, the Jewish Mishnah is in Rosh Hashanah, the Zahlam of Days, that the story of Rosh Hashanah, Mivrach, who wants the Elul to run away from him, but to run towards him, to return to him, to go under his wing, to become, to turn home, that's the sort of Tshuva, to come home, towards to return to your parents' home. And that's the Rebbeinu Shlomo is waiting for. But sometimes we need that tfas, that slap, and that was the thing of Tisha. That's why this Chodesh. And any other month, a good friend could give a hug. But only a father gives that slap. But the father feels the responsibility. He feels the importance of the direction that's needed by that slap. And that's the story of Eber HaDvorim, Asher Dibra Moshe, Kol Yisrael. This is what Moshe spoke to all of Klal Yisrael. That's the first emphasize. El Kol Yisrael. He spoke to the entire nation of Klal Yisrael. He wanted every single one of Klal Yisrael to be successful. No one should be left out. No one should be just feeling that Moshe Ben is not considered with them. He loved every single one of them. And the Medrash said that's his zechut to be the king, the leader, because he went after even the stray sheep. Went astray, and that's what they'll call Israel for every single one of clients, even the ones that go astray, even the ones that didn't fit into the picture until now, even the ones that have made mistakes. He spoke to call Israel, to all of Klal Israel, and his point was that he has a loving father. Before I'm leaving this world, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I must give you over the tools. You got to know what you have to do right. You have to know the Torah that's going to be your guiding light, but you have to know, very, very importantly, that the mistakes that you will make, don't make them again. Learn from your mistakes. Now, Mr. Hashem, through that curve of learning from our mistakes, and that's what we need someone to point it out. A person's curve is a lot, a person has his own ideas, he doesn't see his own faults. And other way, Migi Atma, as the Chazal saying, which is a word to teach a person can't see his own faults. You need someone else to look after them, that the Rebbe, that the Father, the good friend of the Hashem says, Eid Hashem is part of a person that really looks out carefully, and he wants, and he's really serious about knowing where he could grow. He looks to a Rebbe, he looks to a father to give him that direction, to reproof him, to give him the Zechach. But the Tachos and Tachos is that through that, Eid Hashem, the person that gives the Zechach knows that my love for this person is real love. I want to succeed, and by giving that admonishment, he's able to reach as high as Madrid they can reach, and that is the Tachos of Tachochim, and he's actually his Barach, and this Chodesh of Oz. We'll have to go into a very difficult time. It's going to be after the Chodesh Barach, who's giving the patch, no one else. We might send this name and that name, it's going to be Barach, who should Hashem take the Tachochim, try to improve ourselves in any which way we can. Take on something new, take on some new Kabbalah, small Kabbalah. And if it's that, Hashivinu, Hashem Elochem, and Ashura, Chadish, and Eretz Yisrael.